never will forget the final product.
Hey, how's everybody doing out there? This is Steve Barish and the Steve Barish Healing Hour. Just wanted to make a connection with you for an hour and have some fun. Hopefully we'll have some people calling in and giving us a lot of inquiries in terms of if they need some energy work or they want to find out about the super receptor or the projectors. I think it would be a lot of fun talking about them. And also, I'm expecting some phone calls this evening. I have a young man calling me about his daughter-in-law, and so that should be some fun. And also, if anybody else needs some healings, please give us a call in here. We're more than happy to help you. That's my job. That's my livelihood, and it's a lot of fun. Meantime, Fred and I were talking about the new receptors, and they seem to be a lot more powerful than the other receptors. Not that the other receptors are not powerful, but the new ones seem to be, he's got one with a lot more power. It's for private individuals who do, let's say, energy work, or they do massages, or they do stock market, or whatever the case may be, big businesses, small businesses, and it will keep you on track. I haven't seen it yet. We're going out to the Consciousness Fair out in California for next week. It'll be on, I believe, Saturday and Sunday, possibly Friday. I'll be there Friday, and we're going to be at the Paradigm booth and be able to talk to a lot of people that are interested in the products out there that Dr. Fred has got. I know a lot of them. I don't know all of them because I don't have all of them, but the ones that I do have, I can certainly talk about and let you know how it works for me. But the receptor is absolutely fabulous. And it's going to be quite interesting. The new model of receptor, I don't know the difference between the two. All I know is that I put on my old receptor and my back lights up like the sun. So it's really interesting how they work and how it clears the body. What's new? I've been doing a lot of work, believe it or not, under my own pyramid, and that seems to be very powerful. It's one that I sleep under. It's 10 feet by 10 feet, and it's extremely, extremely powerful. I got that from Fred, I think, about 8 months ago, and it's really a lot of fun to use. And also, it really helped me clear. So every time I sleep underneath there, the energy is really powerful. I just got a pussycat about a month ago that I'm trying to help a friend with. Her cat is 19 years old. And the new pussycat is gorgeous. He's a black cat, but he's absolutely gorgeous. And I'm keeping it for my friend whose own cat is 19 or going on 20. The cat is close to 20 years old, and they are going to lose her soon. So they got a new pussycat, and I'm watching him, and he's gained quite a lot of weight, and he sleeps under the pyramid with me. So it's really a lot of fun to see him sleep, and he loves the pyramid. He loves the... Hello?
Hello?
Oh, yes, hi.
Hi, this is Nicole.
Hi, Nicole.
Hello, I understand you talked to my father-in-law yesterday, Scott.
Oh, yes. Hi, Nicole. How you doing?
I'm doing better today. Thank you.
Good. I've been doing some energy work on you, so I hope that helped you a little bit last night and today.
I've been feeling better today.
Good, honey. My question is, why don't you tell people what's going on in terms of what kind of energy is happening with you? I believe Dad was filling me in with a little bit that you you haven't been using the bathroom, you were really, really backed up, and something is really bothering you?
Yes, that's correct. It's been 9 days.
9 days, okay.
Yes.
Now, do you have
any...
other
problems that were... other things going on as well as that.
Okay. And what are the things? What are the things going on, honey?
I'm having a hard time with the digestive process. I don't have a problem with eating any certain kind of food until it gets down into about my large and small intestine.
Right.
And then it's not processing correctly, and it's very painful, and it swells up.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was telling your father-in-law last night that I was seeing what was going on. Down by your small intestine and larger intestine and the colon, right in the center, there's a lot of energy going in there for you right now. Can you feel energy at all?
Yes, I can feel the heat.
Okay. How does that feel to you in heat? Does it feel hot?
Excuse me?
Does it feel
hot?
Good, honey.
Yes, hot.
Right. I'm seeing a ball of light that's about, it's almost 6 inches around. And it's really going to town on your gut. So let's just hang in there and see what happens. I can give you a report every second to what's going on. I see a lot of energy going in and a lot of dark being cleared. You should be able to feel your lower back now. Can you feel the energy going into your lower back?
Yes, it's almost like I can feel my heartbeat.
Yes. I'm making a connection with everything in your body. I'm making everything as one.
Mm-hmm.
That energy is coming from heaven, honey. I'm not directing it. It's just happening all by itself. So the Lord is doing the work. I'm just telling you what I'm saying. Well, I have a little something to do with it, but it's basically him. We're getting to an area that's very, very dark right now, so we're just getting in there. Good. This is the lower bowel.
As you're going, I can feel the gurgle move.
Yes.
As you're moving around.
Yes. You haven't had that in a long time, I don't think.
Actually, today was the first day it started gurgling my...
Good, because your dad and I were talking yesterday, and I said that I would feed you a lot of light and love, so...
Keep it coming.
You bet. We're clearing your right hand right now. Your left hand and arm are clear. Okay, there's a lot of energy coming out of your feet, and what we're doing is making a better connection to the earth. You haven't been connected to the earth in a while. It's starting to clear now. Do you feel yourself becoming more grounded?
Yes.
Good. Can you feel your bowels starting to move now?
Yes, I was just going to tell you that.
Right. I think not being connected to the earth. There's a lot of people right now that are not connected to the earth, honey. The energy that's coming in is so powerful. that some people can't connect to the earth, and if anybody's out there that needs some connection, I don't mind helping you.
Stephen, what's your key to constantly stay connected?
What, honey?
What's your key to constantly staying connected?
Well, what we need to do, I'm going to teach you a way of staying connected. But first, we want to clear everything. We're getting the darkness out. There's a lot of light coming through the earth into your body. So you have energy coming from heaven on one end and earth on the other. We have to remember that we are part of the earth and we need to connect to the earth. And the way to do that, I'm going to teach you a way to do that. Now, you should be able, excuse me for saying this, there's no other way of saying it. Can you feel the energy flowing through your rectum now?
No.
Yeah, I'm feeling it, so we're making a connection there. This is what we need to do. I need you to say, I breathe in the breath of God, and you need to breathe that in right through your feet to the center of the earth. What I'm going to do is take you right down to the center of the earth. If you look down through your feet and look straight down, you're going to see pure white light. Can you see that?
Yes.
Okay. We are going down to the energy, down to the center of the earth. So don't be afraid. I'm just going to take you down there. I won't leave you down there. You're just going to make a connection, okay? I just
okay.
want you to know.
I'm ready.
Okay. You're already going down, so... Okay, you're right at the center of the earth right now. Can you see that light?
Yes, I do.
Okay, now what I would like you to do is open up your hands. You know how you, the position for opening up your hands like you're in a meditation. Okay. I want you to say, I breathe in the breath of God and breathe it right into the light.
I breathe in the breath of God.
That's it. I breathe in the breath of God. Good.
I'm getting very lightheaded.
I bet you are. I bet you are. This is really serious stuff, honey, so we're doing a lot of good work for you. Are you sitting or standing, honey?
Sitting.
Good. Okay. This might be a little touchy for you to do this. Can you look down through your body? Can you see where you're sitting a lot of light and a lot of openness right now? Can you see that?
Yes.
Good. I want you to breathe through there, please.
Now I feel it in my rectum.
Good, honey. You're coming up from the center of the earth and you're being renewed and refreshed. Do you feel a lot more centered and balanced?
Definitely. And lighter.
Yes. Take another breath in, see if you have that connection with your rectum, dear. Please forgive me. It's just a word that is part of our body, so I just need you to breathe into there.
Fine.
How is that now?
I got it.
Good.
releasing pressure.
Yes. Well, I'm getting an old-fashioned remedy for you. Have you been taking prune juice?
Not lately.
I would highly suggest taking prune juice. That'll help you move. That's the word that I'm hearing.
Okay. I love all fruits, so that won't be a problem.
Good, honey. I'm going to see an ancient...
Are you working on my small intestine?
Sure am, honey. I'm going to say an ancient Hebrew prayer in my mind. You'll be feeling it. And so let me just do that. Can you feel that in your head? Can you feel something just opened up on the top of your head?
Yes.
Good, honey. Good. So you're completely open from your feet through your body all the way up to the top of your head. You should be able to feel that energy moving around in your head now.
I do, definitely.
Good, honey.
Feels amazing.
You're welcome, honey. Anytime.
Easy. My vision is clearer already.
Good, honey. Good. We're clearing the toxins out of your body. Now, the toxins that you're getting rid of is going up towards heaven. It's coming out the opposite way.
Yes.
We need to get out those toxins so you can go to the bathroom without hurting yourself.
Is that why you're taking them upward rather than down?
Well, it's not me, dear. What we need to do, if you haven't gone to the bathroom in 9 days, there's a lot of toxins in there. So rather than to let them in your body, it's being pulled out through the top of your head, and that's coming from heaven, honey. I'm just watching and telling you what I'm saying. And your head's becoming very clear. Can you feel that?
Yes.
You haven't been this clear in a long time, I don't think.
No. And I was having, before we talked, stubborn emotions and feelings, and those have been released.
Yes. What we're doing, dear, what has to be done first is that things need to be cleared so you're able to go. Do you follow what I'm saying? So everything
yes,
is a process. Everything is being processed the way that the Lord wants it to work. How long have you been married now?
6 years, 6.5 years.
That's wonderful. That's great. Are you happy?
Very.
Wonderful, honey. Wonderful. He feels like a good man.
He is. I'm blessed.
Yes. In more ways than you think.
He's my halo.
That's wonderful. I bet you're his, too. That's really great, honey. How does that feel now?
Light and soft and joyous.
Right. The heaviness is gone. We need to have joy to make things work in our body. And that's really important. I would highly suggest, now you'll probably go to the bathroom this evening. I'm getting a loud yes. But please get yourself some prune juice. That will certainly help.
Do you think would it be, even if I water it down?
I don't think I would water it down, honey. I would just think I would take a little glass of it. Not much, just a little glass.
Okay.
Every few hours, I'm getting a yes. And that should help you a lot. But things are starting to move. I'm seeing your bowels starting to move.
Yes, they are.
Yes. If you have to run to the bathroom, that's okay. Just let me know and then hang up the phone and go for it. But you seem to be doing good, honey. You seem to be very, very good. I'm going to hang on here for about another 5 minutes.
Okay.
Your father-in-law was very nice. He's been talking to me. We went through a meditation last week, and it was really wonderful. Did he tell you about it?
Yes. I heard of the highlights.
Oh, you did? Okay, we
yes.
were going around the world, and we were helping people. We were opening
yes.
people up, and I was going through a meditation with your father-in-law, and we did a lot of wonderful things for a lot of people last weekend. And I think we had about 15 million people listening, so it was really a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We had a lot of consciousness connect together, so it was really, really great. How does that feel to
Even
you?
Even as you're working down there, what about the rest of my digestive system? What are you seeing? And my ovaries.
Your ovaries are good. Your ovaries are good. That's what they're telling me. What I can do for you is, can we do that? Yes, we can do that. I'm going to make a connection to your ovaries. You're going to feel a high vibration. How does that feel?
On the left?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, how about on the right?
Not as strong.
Okay.
There it is.
Good.
There it is. Kind of tingly.
Good. You've had some it's hard for me to say this on the radio, honey, but you've had some, I think some, have you had, I'm going to let you say it rather than me say it. Is there almost like a tumor down there or a cyst?
Yes, ovarian
okay.
cyst.
Yes.
Do you see it getting any larger?
I'm seeing it getting smaller, honey.
Great.
I can't say anything. I can't say... Give away too much information, honey, because I can get in trouble, you know.
I understand. These are your opinions.
Yeah, it's actually what I'm seeing happening. So that's as far as we're going to go with that. It's just let it do what it needs to do.
Okay.
Okay, but I just can't say what it's doing on the radio. I mean, you're getting my drift, so.
Understood.
Good. Yes, you should be able to feel that energy flowing from down there right through the top of your head. Can you feel that?
Yes.
Good, honey.
You're amazing.
Oh, it's not me, honey. I'm just doing God's work, that's all.
And we know He is amazing.
Well. Without Him, I'm nothing. With Him, I'm everything. So it's all Him. It's all His wonderment. And why He's given me to this, I don't... Well, actually, you know, it's funny. I was massaging somebody about 6 months ago, And I started to cry. I mean, I was really crying, and I said, why me, Lord? Why are you giving me all this energy? And I said, you know, who am I? I'm just Steve Barish, a small person. I just, you know, I'm honored to do your work, but why me? And a voice came down and said, because you listen. So
when you're humble,
this...
I can tell.
Pardon?
I said, and you're humble.
Yes.
So humble.
Thank you. And that's what we need to do. We need to have more love and compassion for ourselves, and we need to be gentle with ourselves. That's so important. Because the more gentle we are, the more that we can let go. And the more compassion we have, the more love we have. What happens is very interesting, is that when we start clearing ourselves and we open up to the universe and the God energy that's always around us, we start clearing more. And the more you start clearing, the more humble you become, because there's so much that you're seeing that God has given you this kind of gift that you become very humble because you're seeing a lot more. And it really is very, very humbling. It is a humbling experience. So that's what it's all about, love and compassion. But you're doing a lot better.
Yes, I feel a lot better.
Good. What we need to do, or what we're doing, or what's happening is that when you lighten up a lot, then your body functions will work a lot better. Have you been drinking some water? Because I told your father that you were
yes, drinking water.
Dehydrated.
I've been able to keep a good bit of it down today.
Good, honey. Good. I just told him you were dehydrated and you really needed to drink a lot of water. That's really, really important. The processes and juices will start flowing a little easier. How does that feel to you now, hi?
Great.
Good. What I would suggest doing, and I'm getting a loud yes, is... do you feel like you have to go to the bathroom?
Not at this moment, no.
Okay.
I feel as if I could pass gas.
Okay, that's good, because that's the first movement for it. If you need to go, just go, and just sit on the toilet until you get ready to go. And what I would highly suggest is don't push. It'll come all by itself, and it should work very well for you. You're not getting any
right.
kind of hemorrhoids, are you?
No, I am not.
Okay. Don't press so hard. Just sit down and let things happen naturally, honey.
Okay.
Okay? Because things are starting to open
all
up
right.
down there. Okay?
Yeah.
Well, thank you
I
so much.
I can feel
for calling.
Everything moving around.
Good, honey. That's what we want. That's really good. Well, listen, call me back sometime and let me know what's happening, or your father will call me for sure. And is there
All
anything
right.
that I can help with your husband or your anybody in your family while I'm here?
My husband
okay?
has slightly lower back problems or aches and pains.
I'm switching from you to him. No, he's doing okay. We took a lot out of him last week, and I was working on him yesterday when... No, I wasn't working on him. Thank you. We took a lot out of him last week, so he's doing fine. He's doing a lot better, and he'll continue getting better. So that's good. I'm glad that you called this evening. I hope that I hope that should help
you
an awful lot.
I appreciate you taking my call and helping me.
Well, that's what life is all about.
Good to hear your voice again.
Oh, well, thank you. Try to think of beautiful things. Think of do you have children?
No, I do not.
Okay. I think you're in Ohio, aren't you?
Correct.
Okay. Do you have flowers or do you have any bright color things in the house now?
Yes, I do. I'm looking at pink tulips now.
Okay. If you look at the pink tulips, you're going to see them more pink. In other words, your colors are going to be of a higher consciousness level. So that will stay with you.
And that was the first thing that I realized when you started to work on me.
Great.
Because I work best with my eyes open, so
good,
that's what I focused on, and I could see them getting brighter.
Right. Now, your aura, what happens, this is very important, so you'll remember. When you think about life, love, consciousness, when you think about beautiful things, your aura will automatically change. The aura is the acceptance of what's going on with you inside. So when a lot of love comes to you and a lot of compassion, your aura will change, and it's changing now. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take my hand, and I'm going to press against your aura. You should be able to feel this now, probably a lot of tingling. Can you feel that, dear?
In my cheek.
Good. What we're doing is...
I feel tingling in my cheek.
Good, honey. What we're doing is, because I was putting my hand up to my cheek to touch your cheek, what we're doing right now is to show you there's no indifference to the aura. In other words, the aura is eternal. So the aura doesn't go a foot away from your body or 2 feet or 3 feet. It goes right to heaven. We're all connected together with auras. And we're all connected together with our chakras. It seems like we're not, but we are. That's the way God made us. So when one of us is hurting, all of us is hurting. And the idea is to help people along and get them to feel much better, because what you can do is actually walk into a group of people now and probably heal them instantaneously. They won't even know what happened.
Yes.
Do you follow what I'm saying?
I understand, yes.
Good, honey. Good. And that's keeping it simple. That's God didn't make everything complex. He actually made it very simple. So the simpler, the better.
Yes.
Okay?
Okay.
Well,
all right.
I send my love and light. You take care.
Right back at you.
Okay. Take care.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Have
definitely.
A good weekend.
Thank you. You too.
All right. All right.
Okay.
Good luck.
Bye-bye. So the idea of opening up the aura is through love and compassion and understanding that we have the ability to be just like God. We can't be all the way like God because we don't understand God. But we do understand love, we do understand compassion, we do understand that we have wonderfulness, beautifulness, and absolute love that we can actually tune into and just change things around and make everything better for everybody on the planet. Now, if anybody else needs some help this evening, please don't hesitate to call me. I believe you've got the phone number here to BBS Radio. So it would be a lot of fun hearing from you, and it would be great fun to be able to talk to you. What I'll do, let me go get the phone number for BBS Radio. We have a worldwide phone number that will get you connected to BBS Radio. And what I'm doing, I'm walking over to my table now. My little pussycat is right here with me. And let's just see if we can find it here for you. Let's see here. That phone number Please forgive me, I'm trying to get that phone number for you now. So if you need some help, we're more than happy to help you. It's one, hold on, that's not the right one. Right here. Oh God. Okay. I just spilled iced tea all over me. Worldwide is 1-888-815-9756. If you're in the Los Angeles area or California area, it's 1-530-876-3222. And 1-530-876-9916. And we're more than happy to take any phone calls that you might have. I'm more than happy to help you in your endeavor to get better. So that's what I do for a living. I actually do meditation, and the other came to me as a gift. So I've been doing that since I've been 40 years old. I remember being touched by God, and he spoke to me very, very clearly. And I still listen to him, and he tells me what to do. So that's what I do. So anyhow, you've got that number, so please give us a call. I'm more than happy to help you, but we can talk more on energy. The energy that we're looking for, one of the sayings that I got, one of the first sayings I got, was very strong and meant a lot to me. And if you seek me, you will find me in the innermost part of your beingness. It is wisdom to the soul. It is light to the earth. If you seek me, you will find me in the innermost part of your beingness. And what that means is that when you get into the gut has a specific area where you can connect to the fifth brain. And the fifth brain is in the gut. That's when the psychiatrists or psychoanalysts will tell you, you need to get in touch with your gut. You know, you need to be grounded in the gut. And what we do is actually take you a little bit in that direction, but we take you to the center of the earth. And we take you to the center of your body. And we get into specific areas. And when God gives you the light, that's what happens. So it's really amazing how that works. But I'll tell you, he loves everybody. I've never worked on anybody that the light just doesn't come. It's just absolutely amazing. Hello?
Hi, Steve.
Hi. Who's
Hi,
this?
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you. And yourself?
Well, I'm doing okay. Thank you for asking. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Missouri.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
What can I help you with, honey?
Have you ever heard of Morgellons disease?
Yes, I have. Could you explain to everybody what that is?
Morgellons is, well, it manifests itself typically as primarily a skin disorder, mm-hmm. where there are skin eruptions with fibers. They actually look like fibers from a sock or a towel to actually underneath the skin, and then they erupt through the skin. And once an eruption occurs, it also produces little grain-like things. The Morgellons also gives you some cognitive problems, memory problems, chronic fatigue,
mm-hmm.
Just a myriad of physical problems come along
mm-hmm.
with it.
Mm-hmm. Right. So what we're going to do, can I help you with this?
Please.
I'm going deep inside your body right now, and there's a lot of energy that's happening to you. You need to let go, honey. Just let go, dear.
Okay.
Just let go. That's it. You have a lot of light going into your heart now. Can you feel that tingling going through your body?
Yes, especially in my head.
Yes. We're heading toward the depression. Here we go. This would be good for you, dear. What we need to do is we need to make a connection . Just let that happen, honey. Let everything go in your mind. That's it. You should start feeling your consciousness going much higher. Can you feel that now?
Yes, I can.
The first thing we need to do is to let go of the depression, honey. Let everything go in your body. That's it. Think about love. Think about compassion for yourself. When's the last time you've been gentle with yourself, honey?
Oh, it's been a while.
Yeah. So what we need to do, give yourself the ability, because you have the ability, to let go. The more you let go, the more centered you'll become. I'm right at your chakras now. Your chakras want to open. So again, I ask you to let go. Okay, this is something very important for you, honey. So, do you have a pencil and paper?
I do.
Okay. I'm getting this right from heaven. By giving up control, you gain control. So what I'm hearing is that the more control that you give up, the more control and the more definement you'll have for yourself.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
It does. By giving up control, you gain control.
Right. What that means basically is that when you start giving up the control, God can come in and just take over. And he's actually in control. When I'm massaging somebody, I'm actually out of my way, and he comes right through my body and just starts healing right away so I can see what's happening. Okay. May I ask a personal question?
Yes.
You haven't felt love in a long time?
That's correct.
Okay, honey. What we're going to do is open up your gut and your heart and your chakras and just let flow through you. Let your brain ease up, honey. Let it just flow. That's it. Just let go all the energy. We're going to fill it with love and compassion, honey. What are you hanging on to, honey? Tell me what you're hanging on to.
Revenge.
Okay.
Abandonment.
Okay, honey. The only thing that's going to happen with revenge is that it's going to come back onto you.
I know.
Okay. Open your heart to all the love that you have. God is giving you the ability, honey, to realize that you have the power to change your life. What we're going to do is we're going to heal you on abandonment, honey. What I need you to do is think of yourself as receiving total love to yourself. Everything in your fiber, everything in your makeup. If you go through the revenge, if you go through the anger, if you go through the doubt, if you go through the lies, if you go through anything that's bothering you, because, you know, we've all been lied to before and we've all been hurt before, what we need to do is give up the hurt, the lies, all the issues that we've had, and the way to do that is just to let it go. It's so simple to do. Allow yourself to breathe in the breath of God. So what we're going to do is I need you to say, I breathe in the breath of God.
I breathe in the breath of God.
Breathe it right through your whole body. That's it. I breathe in the breath of God.
I breathe in the breath of God.
It's already clearing. I breathe in the breath of God. I breathe in the breath of God. You should be able. Yes, do you feel yourself clearing, honey? Do you feel yourself getting a lot lighter?
Somewhat.
Excuse me?
Somewhat lighter, yes.
Okay. What I need you to do is keep on giving up, letting everything go. I breathe in the breath of God. We don't need to be specific. God knows where he needs to go to clear you. I'm not trying to laugh at you. I'm just trying to laugh because I feel the happiness going into your body. So it's a big difference, and it just feels wonderful. Are you starting to feel lighter?
Yes.
Good, honey. I breathe in the breath of God.
I breathe in the breath of God.
Okay, very important word, honey. Do you trust yourself?
Yes.
Okay. That's all you need. I trust in my own love. I trust in the judgment of God. I trust in my own compassion. And just breathe it in. That's it. Can you feel yourself opening up? Can you feel your consciousness opening up?
Yes.
Good, honey.
My toes are tingling.
I bet they are. I bet they are. My toes are tingling, too. That makes me feel good. Whatever is happening to you is happening to me. That's the way we know it actually works. The more love we have for each other, or the more love you have for yourself, the more love that you can share, the more compassion you can share. But the most important thing right now is to share with your own self. That's it. Do you feel more centered?
Yes.
Do you feel more grounded?
Yes.
Good, honey. What I need you to do, we have about 3 minutes, honey, so we're gonna put you to the center of the earth, because you are not open to the earth and you're not grounded enough to the center of the earth. So I'm taking you. Can you see energy at all, honey, or can you feel energy?
Yes, I can.
Okay. If you look down at your feet right now, you're going to see a bright white light that's right at the center of the earth. Can you see that? Should be a ball of white light. Can you see it at the bottom of your feet? In other words, you're looking through your feet right at the center of the earth. Can you see that light? Or can you sense it?
No.
Can you sense the light? I'm going to take you there.
There it is. Yeah,
okay, good. Good. I'm taking you down to the center of the earth. You should be able to feel that light coming right through your whole body. Can you feel that coming up through the center of your body, through your crown chakra? Can you feel that coming out of there?
I can feel it at my legs.
Good, honey.
Come from the feet through the thighs.
Right. Actually, it's coming out of the top of your head. You might not be able to feel that yet, but that's what it's doing. You should feel a lot more grounded, and you should feel a lot clearer. How does that feel to you?
It does feel better.
Good, honey. I wish I had more time. Could you work on this and... you're coming back up to your consciousness. Could you call me next week? We don't have any time, honey. I'd love to work with you on this and teach you how to stay very grounded. What we need to do, what I'm doing is consciously, honey, is to make a connection with you, open up your mind, your chakras, get you grounded, and I think a lot of your diseases will just go away.
Okay, sure.
Okay, because a lot of those things can actually cause Morgellons disease.
Okay.
Okay. I shouldn't
number.
Be saying... I shouldn't... go ahead, honey. You tell me what you're going to say.
Is it the same phone number?
It's the same phone number, yes.
And so, the same time next week?
Yes, you can call me at 6 o'clock if you'd like. I shouldn't be telling people all this. It's a lot of information to know. But a lot of times what happens is that diseases are caused because we're not open. But what we'll do is that we'll continue with it next week. Keep on breathing. I breathe in the breath of God. Let that go through your body, okay?
Okay.
I think by next week, if you keep doing this, now your consciousness feels much better, honey, and much clearer.
Good.
Okay, now I'm going to take my hand. Where are you calling from?
Missouri.
Missouri. I'm taking my hand, honey, and I'm pressing it against your aura. Can you feel that?
Yes.
Good, honey. That's to show you that there's no... the aura is eternal, so when you think it's only a foot away from you, it goes right to heaven, honey. And we're all connected together, so as we're making, as we're talking about using love and connecting and being in touch with all of our compassion, that's what's going to help you more than anything.
Okay.
Are you on any medication from the doctors?
No.
Okay. This would be really, really good stuff for you to do. So stay in balance. I breathe in the breath of God. You're open up to the center of the earth. Just keep on breathing the energy through your body all the way down to the center of the earth once in a while. And you're going to be fine, honey. I think you'll feel a lot better by the time next week rolls around. And be gentle on yourself, honey. You're not gentle. Very, very important to do. Okay?
Great.
I leave you with a lot of love and light, my dear, and give me a call next week, and we'll work on that.
Great. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're quite welcome, and may God be with you, honey.
And I'll be with you.
Thank you. Take care. Well, we're at the end of the show. Sorry I can't hang on any longer. This has been the Steve Barish Healing Hour, and I need to say goodnight. So, good night, sleep tight. I hope everything is going to be well with you. May God look over you. And I just want to thank Dr. Fred Bell and a very, very dear friend of mine also, who she knows who I am, and that's Dr. Valerie Olmsted. She's a real good friend. So talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.